Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Just feel prompted by the Holy Spirit right now to speak to those of you who have considered suicide or you've had suicidal ideation. I just want to let you know that your life touches so many lives, and there is no replacing you. And so if you're struggling in that area, please reach out to a friend or call a suicide hotline. Because your life matters, and the world would be a lesser place if you were not in it. So please choose life today. For the sake of those who love you, I just implore you. So anyway, today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. You shall not spread a false report. Don't join your hand with the wicked to be a malicious witness. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. You shall not testify in court to side with a multitude to pervert justice. You shall not favor a poor man in his cause. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of him who hates you fallen down under his burden, don't leave him. You shall surely help him with it. You shall not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Keep far from a false charge and don't kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. You shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds those who have sight and perverts the words of the righteous. You shall not oppress an alien, for you know the heart of an alien, since you were aliens in the land of Egypt. For 6 years you shall sow your land and shall gather in its increase, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat it, and what they leave the animal of the field shall eat. In the same way you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant and the alien may be refreshed. Be careful to do all the things that I have said to you, and don't invoke the name of other gods or even let them be heard out of your mouth. You shall observe a feast to me 3 times a year. You shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Abib, for in it you came out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you sow in the field, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in your labors out of the field. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for life. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sacrificing for us. Thank you for giving us wisdom in your Bible, in your scriptures. Thank you for showing us the importance of righteousness and justice and telling the truth. Lord, help us not to follow a mob mentality, which is what you've talked about in verse 2, not follow a crowd to do evil. And also the kindness that we're to offer even those people who we perceive to be our enemy. If they're hurting or their donkey is hurting, we should help them. And Lord, thank you for reminding us of the importance of justice in our land, to tell the truth, to not give false charges, not to take bribes, not to oppress those who are aliens in the land, because you have reminded the Israelites that they also were in that place in the past. They had been aliens in the land of Egypt. Lord, thank you for your heart for the poor in having this gleaning year where 6 years we work and we toil, and in that seventh year we lay fallow our fields so that others can join that. Lord, help us to remember that in terms of even our wealth that we have here on earth, that we would have open hands, open pockets, open purses, open wallets, to just give of our excess with joy and knowing that you are using us in some fun and exciting little way to help somebody else. I love that. And Lord, this week, I pray that this week would be a week of remembering that we need to rest, that we would rest and we would find peace in resting from our labors. Lord, help us to trust you enough to take time off, to trust you enough to cease striving and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted among the earth. And so, Lord, we choose to rest this week because we want to honor you with our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Saint, and she has written, Deborah and Saint, and she's written a book called The Elephant Gospel. It's available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle and ebook. And she also has another book called Are You Willing? And it's also in paperback, Kindle, or ebook. And you can find out more at theelephantgospel.com. And the first six chapters of the Elephant Gospel are free to you on audio there. And she also has, we're going to have Mother's Day coming up soon. She has a Mother's Day article on her website that will be really encouraging to you. And so peruse her site and be encouraged. And this book that she's written is really her love letter to you and love letter to Jesus, who's forgiven so much. If you've been kind of broken by religion and broken by naysayers and finger pointers, and you have had a hard time understanding the grace of God, you can pick up this book and just get a new aspect. That's what I love about writers and authors, is that they are giving a new facet of the beautiful gospel that we love and follow. And that's why we read books, because we are basically reading people and reading their perspectives. So Deborah, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And again, her website is theelephantgospel.com.